I would like you to imagine something, and I think maybe it would not be too difficult to imagine this, but imagine that an earthquake had struck Enfield. Now, I know some of the elders always become a little bit uncomfortable when I start talking about fire or an earthquake in this church, but we know from events happening in Italy that it is not unimaginable, not even in our part of the world. So imagine that Enfield has been struck by an earthquake on a Sunday morning whilst we were all here. This is only make-believe. And the church has collapsed all around us and on top of us. I see some of you smiling with delight of the idea. Luckily for us, we are all still alive. God has been good to us. No one has been wounded severely. But there is darkness all around us. And because the whole town is struck by the earthquake, it takes days before people realize that actually in the place where their former new was Christ Church, Reunited Reformed Church, people were worshipping at the time of the earthquake, and perhaps there are people still alive. You know, I heard that they are still searching for survivors in one of the hotels in Italy. They have been there, I can't really remember when this earthquake happened. Well, a long time ago, right? They have been sitting there for days. So, that's happening to us at the moment. Now, of course the electricity has gone, so all the heating is off, all the lights are off, we cannot make our way to the water there, or to the toilets and the water there. And after days and days and days of waiting, some of us have become really quite ill. We're all completely desperate to get out of this cold and dark place. A place where the only thing we can think of is that surely at some point death will come to us. Then one day we hear voices calling, but we cannot really orient ourselves anymore where we are because everything is just one heap of rubble. And we cannot really hear where the voices are coming from. So we try to call out to the people, we're here, we're still alive. But our throats are completely parched and calling out is difficult. And then, at some point, Charlie is the one who says, I see light! What would we do? When we hear him say that, what would we do? You can talk to me, I hope. Okay, here's a question. Would we check it out for ourselves if there is light? Yes? Okay, what do you have to do? So if we're all sitting in a middle and a huddle together, and Charlie says, I see light. What would we have to do to check whether there really is light? I cannot hear you, we'll have to speak up. Sorry? Well, first we will find Charlie, but hopefully Charlie in that situation stays very close to his mom or to the people he knows. But we have to look at the light, don't we? We want to see it for ourselves. We look at the light, and from wherever we are, we turn to look at that light. It is the very first light that we have seen for days and days and days. It's only a very little ray of light that comes in. But what is it the symbol of? Sorry? Hope, yes. What else? Hope for what? Sorry?
Survival.
Hope that we will survive this. Do you see the steam coming out of my mouth as well when I speak? Sorry. Okay. I mean, it's just because I saw it. hope of survival. And finally, we see more and more and more light coming in. And there they come, the rescue workers. They check out that we are okay. Even the people who are now quite ill are still able to walk with a little bit of help or themselves. And what would the rescue workers say to us? Sorry? It's a miracle. It's a miracle, yes. They would also say, come and follow us. We know the way out, wouldn't they? What would we do? Follow them, exactly. So, why would we follow them? Okay, sorry? Because they know the way out, don't they? And we want to get out. We want to get to that light and to life and to carry on with our lives, right? Okay, hold that thought, because we are going to read about it and talk about it further in a little while. But first, we are going to sing about the reason why we are talking about all this. And that is the kingdom of heaven. That is our theme for today.